Cancel culture, virtual LGBT pride event shut down because organizers supported Brexit. By Kurt Zindelka on May 18, 2020. In the latest instance of left-wing cancel culture, a virtual LGBT pride parade in the UK has been shut down after activists discovered that the organizer was a supporter of Brexit and had liked tweets from Nigel Farage and free speech campaigner Toby Young. The virtual event, which was expected to include the likes of singer Danny Minogue and composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, was organized in the wake of the cancellation of hundreds of Pride events over concerns about the Chinese coronavirus. Charlie Shakespeare, the organizer of the event, said that all the proceeds from the show would be directed to LGBT charities. However, after the Labour Party's diversity advisor, Linda Riley, discovered that Mr. Shakespeare was a supporter of a clean break Brexit and had liked tweets from Nigel Farage and Toby Young, she withdrew her support. Ms. Riley, who also publishes Diva magazine, told the organizers of the event that my brand will not be associated with anybody who RTs, retweets Toby Young and Nigel Farage, according to the Mail on Sunday. Mr. Shakespeare replied that her decision seemed a little politically bigoted, prompting Ms. Riley to take to Twitter, declaring that she is proud to be a political bigot. Apparently I'm a political bigot because Diva magazine has withdrawn any support of virtual pride as one of the organizers supports Nigel Farage and Toby Young, Riley wrote. For clarity, any LGBTQ event which supports the likes of these will not have my support. Hashtag proud Toby political bigot, she added. As soon as Linda Riley sent that tweet, performers started dropping out like flies. Artists were contacting us apologizing but said that they worried about getting gigs in the future. They were coming under pressure to pull out, Shakespeare told the Mail on Sunday. He said that by Thursday half of the performers had already backed out of the event, leaving him no choice but to cancel the event. It seems to be that there is no place for you in the LGBT plus community if you are right wing. Just because I liked a tweet by Nigel Farage, I'm now blacklisted, he said. Who benefits? The charities do not, the performers do not. They just didn't like me so they had it cancelled, Shakespeare wondered. In November, a report from the centre-right think tank Policy Exchange found that just 4 in 10 Brexit-supporting students felt comfortable sharing their opinions on campus. The authors cited cancel culture and a fear of losing employment opportunities as some of the main causes of the climate of fear. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.